Supplier relationship ranges, factors, and types. Supplier relationships can range from those based purely on cost advantages to highly integrated and strategically managed relationships. Supplier relationship factors may result in a particular type of sourcing arrangement for a given category of purchases. The various categories are presented, followed by a comparison of the pros and cons of having more or fewer suppliers for a given need. Range of supplier relationships. As shown in Exhibit 4-97, supplier relationships can be divided into two general categories. Exhibit 4-97, range of supplier-customer relationships. Arm's length or lower value-added relationships, based on compatibility of interests and mutual need, often for tactical purposes, and on short-term results. Selection is based on whether a supplier fulfills the customer's needs concerning price, features, quantity, quality, and service level. Collaborative or higher value-added relationships based on greater openness and trust, including willingness to share information on topics such as cost, processes, market analysis, and future products, mutual respect and confidence in the reliability and integrity of the other party. Strategic alliances and partnerships can be distinguished by the level of integration of customer and supplier. These are types of a customer-supplier partnership, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary describes as follows. A long-term relationship between a buyer and a supplier characterized by teamwork and mutual confidence. The supplier is considered an extension of the buyer's organization. The partnership is based on several commitments. The buyer provides long-term contracts and uses fewer suppliers. The supplier implements quality assurance processes so that incoming inspection can be minimized. The supplier also helps the buyer reduce costs and improve product and process designs. Supplier relationship factors. The operations strategy addresses supplier relationships based on a number of factors. Organization's business strategy. A low-cost provider strategy necessitates lowering the costs of operations and can result in supplier relationships that change often, depending on supplier prices. The supplier relationship tends to be more transactional. A manufacturer might even use online bidding or spot trading. A differentiation strategy that focuses on innovation or quality often requires a more collaborative and long-term relationship with trusted suppliers. Stability of the industry. When technology is changing rapidly, long-term relationships with suppliers may make manufacturers vulnerable to missed opportunities in the form of suppliers with new technologies that can provide better service or lower prices. At the same time, trusted relationships with suppliers can provide at least some stability. Competitive factors. In a market with a limited number of powerful suppliers, operations may want to build a closer relationship with a particular supplier. They may even benefit from acquiring suppliers. Organizations that want to develop strategic relationships with their partners might use collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment, CPFR registered trademark, to develop a joint strategy or joint tactical plans. Types of sourcing. When selecting suppliers for a given category of purchasing, a consideration is the number of suppliers that will supply the product or service. Organizations use sourcing to identify suppliers who can provide needed goods and services. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines three basic methods of sourcing. Sole source. A supply situation where the supply of a good or service is available from only one organization. Usually technical barriers such as patents, complex tooling, or component designs preclude other suppliers from offering the product. Single source supplier. A company that is selected to have 100% of the business for a part, although alternate suppliers are available. Multi-sourcing. Procurement of a good or service from more than one independent supplier. Let's look at each of these types in more detail. With sole sourcing, the supplier is the only source of supply as a result of having a unique technology, distribution arrangement, or government regulation. There is enough risk in this type of sourcing to encourage buyers to invest in or acquire the supplier or another supplier who could develop the needed capabilities over time. With single sourcing, there is more than one source, but procurement chooses to reduce the supplier base to a single supplier. Suppliers generally are more willing to enter into a long-term relationship if they are going to be the single supplier, and a primary reason single sourcing is used is that this method makes it more likely the supplier will offer more advantageous pricing. Suppliers also will be more likely to make additional investments in tooling and technology in order to become more responsive to the customer. At the same time, the buyer assumes more risk. Disruptions of the supplier endanger the buyer's operations. Multisourcing, also called multiple sourcing, is considered when redundant or backup sources are necessary to manage risk, when local suppliers can meet requirements, for example, transportation costs, organizational commitment to purchase a percentage of materials from local suppliers, or when a single supplier cannot supply the required volume. Most organizations view sole sourcing as necessary but to be avoided whenever possible. Single sourcing is considered as high risk and to be used only with key trusted partners. Multisourcing is considered as the desired goal for the majority of supply requirements. In some cases, an organization will multisource but only with a small number of suppliers, perhaps only two, which can be referred to as dual sourcing. Using a small number of suppliers may provide the benefits of closer relationships but at less risk. Using two or more sources can help avoid risks or issues that could occur when using only a single source, for example, an employee strike, a machine malfunction, or even a factory fire. If multisourcing were used in these instances, the supply would be disrupted but not stopped entirely. The use of single rather than multiple suppliers was growing prior to 2020, but this trend has slowed or reversed following numerous supply chain failures. Here are arguments for using a single supplier strategy, simplifying transactions to reduce costs. Leveraging supplier assistance in new product development to increase speed and quality. Improving communication to increase speed and dependability. Increasing supply security also to increase dependability. Here are arguments for using multiple suppliers rather than single suppliers. Geographic diversification of suppliers, including some local sourcing, can reduce risks of supply disruptions, not only due to things such as extreme weather events, but also risks such as port congestion or new government tariffs. Splitting up a proprietary product or enabling technology design so that each supplier gets only a particular part can reduce the risk of supplier appropriation. While each supplier might have other clients and therefore has some risk of not being able to supply all promised material, using multiple suppliers, each with their own minimum supply levels, specified by contract, will diversify this risk. In certain circumstances, companies take a strategic sourcing approach. This would involve signing long-term contracts or forming long-term partnerships with one or two companies whose materials and services are considered critical. Exhibit 4-98 details the advantages and disadvantages of multiple and single sourcing.